hang around with the youth, they get really excited, you know. The people in the church, they don't get excited about anything. Okay. But the young folks, they get excited, so we give the Lord thanks for them. Amen? I would like you to please go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. I'm reading from the NIV. Someone called it a New Interesting Version. And we're going to read from verse 5 through 7. The theme for this gathering is living our personal journey with Christ. Living our personal journey with Christ. Would you say that with me? Living our personal journey with Christ. Now, there is a however. And I have a however. Now, you know what however means, right? It means that in order for us to live our journey with Christ, we have to start in the beginning. And the beginning is going to be our salvation. Because we cannot assume, we cannot presume, we cannot take it for granted that just because we come to church that we are saved. Amen. Can we say praise the Lord? Just because you have a rat in the garage does not make it a car. Can we say hallelujah? Amen? So let us go through the scriptures and see what the word tells us about our salvation. Are you there? 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Reading from verse 5 says, "For when we came into Macedonia, this body of ours had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicted on the outside, fear within, but God, who comfort the downcast, comfort us by the coming of Titus." And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you gave him. He told us about the longings for me, your deep sorrows, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever. Verse 8. "Even if I cause you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while. Yet now I am happy, not because we were sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you, because of sorrowful God, as God intended, we were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance by us, by the way us, and godly sorrow leads to salvation and leads no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your blessing through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. The title that I have for this session is Salvation, the Path to Christ. Say that with me. Salvation, the Path to Christ. Now, what is it about salvation? When we talk about salvation, what is it? Salvation is an act of saving, as a presentation, preservation from destruction, danger, or great calamity. When we're talking about we being saved, we need to understand that we're talking about salvation. We're not talking about salvation from the weather. Can we say praise the Lord? We're not talking about salvation from the elements or other stuff. We're talking about salvation for our soul. And as a believer, we need to understand that unless we have salvation, unless we're saved, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. We will not make it to heaven. Can we say praise the Lord? We're not here just to look pretty. We're not here because we're a social club. We're here with an agenda, and the agenda is that everyone that believes be saved. Can we say praise the Lord? Our agenda is that everyone, as many as possible, will know Jesus our Lord and will be able to say one day that they made it to see the Lord. Can we say praise God? We're not here, you know, like a social club, and I don't have anything against social clubs. I believe social clubs have their place. And you know, we got the Rotarians and we got the Lions and what have you. And they do a good job for society. But guess what? We're talking more. We're talking about salvation. We're talking about avoiding going to hell. Can we say praise the Lord? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't go there. That is the worst calamity that we can have. Because let me share this with you. There are some of us who believe that we're going to live forever. But I'm here to tell you that that's not so. At one point or another, we are going to pass. The physical body will die, and therefore, either going to go to heaven or it's going to go to hell. I know the preaching about hell is not popular, but it's real. Can we say praise to God? Some people like to go to church just to be comfort. And you know, there's room for comfort, but we need to hit the reality. Can we say praise the Lord? Because it will be an atrocity for us to spend years and years in church and miss heaven. Hallelujah, somebody. It's like being in a restaurant and be hungry. Can we say praise the Lord? Now, part of the situation is this, is that we need to understand that salvation is the redemption of man from the bondage of sin. The redemption of man from the bondage of sin. Now, don't look at me so pious right now, because all of us have sinned. And we have fallen short of the glory. And it is because of the grace of God that we're still here today. But redemption is real. Redemption is real. And it's what God has prepared so that we can avoid the bondage of sin. Can we say praise the Lord? Every day we are afforded the opportunity to sin. Every day we can miss the boat. But because of God, we have the ability to seek and to obtain eternal life. Can we say praise the Lord? God is concerned with our everlasting relationship. God is concerned not just for our here and now, but what happened to us thereafter. It is like life insurance, or should I say fire insurance. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, part of the problem that we need to understand is that God has already set the system. And where we fall into problems is when we don't follow the system. Amen. Number one, God has provided everything that is needed in us for us to be delivered. Can we say praise the Lord? He has done everything that is required in order for us to be delivered. I love the story in Exodus 14. You can go there at your leisure. It talks about the children of God running from Egypt. Amen? And they were at a real point of stress because they had left Egypt with all of the gold that the Egyptians had. They were running. They were leaving Egypt. But guess what? When you leave with that much money, your enemy is not going to let you go. Can we say praise the Lord? I don't think the Egyptians care about the Jew. They were concerned about the money. Can we say praise God? Amen. Because the Bible says that the Jews squandered and took everything. They ransacked what the Egyptians had. Can we say praise the Lord? Amen? I mean, for some people that have problems with gold, I don't understand why, you know. If God allowed the Jews to leave with the gold, there must be nothing wrong with the gold. Hallelujah. If you don't like gold, give it to me. I take yours. Can we say praise the Lord? There is a deliverance. God would deliver you from your enemies. How did he do that? When the Egyptians were coming after the Jews, and they saw that they were against the wall. They were at a point because the sea was there, and there was no way to run, no way to hide. Guess what? God, in his infinite wisdom, and because of the love that he has for us, he parted the sea. The same way that he has parted the sea in many of our situations. The same way that he has delivered us many, many times. Can somebody testify? How you remember when God delivered you from a situation? I know it has been so long that you don't remember anymore. And what you're thinking is that, you know, I don't know about then, but right now, God, is when I need deliverance. Well, you know what? The same God that delivered me yesterday will see me through tomorrow. Can we say praise the Lord? What is required of us is to have that knowledge that God will deliver us from our enemies, whatever they are, because our God is merciful. Our God is loving.
But that assurance, again, is only for those who are His. Can we say praise the Lord? We have many children come to our house, praise the Lord. But those who are ours don't have to ask permission to open the refrigerator. Can we say praise the Lord? But if a stranger come in and they want to go straight into the kitchen, I go, excuse me. I think you're nice, but where on earth are you going? Hello? I mean, you don't just go into my house and open the refrigerator. However, if you're part of the family, can we say praise the Lord? You don't have to ask because we don't drink that type of milk that you drink. We drink soya milk now. Amen? And you understand? So we buy the provision. Well, guess what? God has placed the provision. And part of the provision is so that we know that we're delivered from our enemies. Can we say praise the Lord? No one should be under the bondage of any sin knowingly, because God has made a way. And He is faithful. And He's going to say, He who started the work in us is faithful to complete it. Can we say praise the Lord? Now we need to understand that part of our path to salvation, or part of our salvation to our path to Christ, is that we need to understand that there's a thing called remission of sin. God made a way for everyone who desired to be saved to make it through. There's a story in Luke chapter 19 that talks about Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Now, in those days, tax collectors were hated because usually they were Jews who sided with the Romans. Hello? And they were ruthless. I mean, they took more than what was required by Rome, and Rome didn't care as long as they got their cut. Amen? And as far as the Jew was concerned, a tax collector, or what they call it, a Republican, I'm not talking about the Republican election. Republicans, amen? But it sounds like Republican. Anyway, we're not talking about those. We're talking about the publican. The tax collectors were hated by the Jews. And when Jesus came to that town, and there was a tax collector that was drawn to Jesus, and he ran to try to see Jesus, but it says in His word and that he was short in stature, so he had to climb to a wall. He had to get up on a high place in order to see Jesus. But Jesus saw him. Amen? And Jesus had mercy on him and called on him. And Zacchaeus, you know, he was not expecting Jesus to come to his house. But because of the remission of sin, because of the love that God has for sinners, guess what? Jesus reached to him. And he says, today, salvation has come to your house. Now, I'm going to tell you, the body of Christ, or the Jews, sorry, they were really offended by this act. Because we believe that only those who look like us can be saved. But I'm here to tell you, I want to burst your bubble. The Bible says, whosoever believe in Him. And guess what? As clean as you look right now in the outside, you are still a whosoever. And it's only because by the mercy of God that we're still here, and it's only because of His grace. Can we say praise the Lord? His saving grace. That in spite of the fact that we missed it time after time, He is forever hoping that one day we get it. And we say, you know what? Come hell or high water, I'm not turning back. Come hell or high water, I'm going to serve God. Because my salvation is true and true. My salvation is not flaky. My salvation is not based on whether it's raining today or not. My salvation is not based on what's happening to the stock market. My salvation is not based on what's the price of gasoline. My salvation is based on a conviction that I have that Jesus is Lord. Can we say praise the Lord? Jesus is Lord. And if we don't understand that, if we don't get it, we're going to miss the reality of the fact. He came to die. He was the last chance that God had for us to get it right. Everything else that He did through us did not happen. Everybody else missed it, but Jesus did. He paid the ultimate price so that you and I can have that goal and it will be obtainable. Can we say praise the Lord? Now, we need to understand that our salvation, that God is the author of our salvation. His desire from the very beginning was that we didn't have to go through what we go through right now. His desire from the beginning was that we had a blessing to be in paradise.
Matter of fact, we were not even supposed to die physically. Now, if you get upset about that, you know, when you get to heaven, you can complain to Adam. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I'm married, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to complain to my wife. Can we say praise the Lord? And the Bible says, and the child will lead them. Thank you, sweetheart. Hear me, please. Here. The game was set. We were not supposed to go through the struggles that we're going through. We were not supposed to even sweat. Hallelujah. We were not supposed to. We were all supposed to just care for the garden. Amen? Not even labor pain women were supposed to have. Would the ladies say amen?
Amen.
I don't know about labor pain. I never had that, thank the Lord. But for those of you who had, wouldn't you wish not to go through that? Can we say praise the Lord? Amen? He is the author. And he is the author of our salvation. And he desired that we be saved. Now, he's not talking about church membership. He's not talking about being, you know, Church of God or being Baptist or being this one. I am amazed, and sometimes I'm a little bit dismayed. How come you ask people, you know, are you a Christian? And they say, well, I'm this denomination. I said, I didn't ask you if you are that group. I'm asking you is, are you a lover of Jesus? Hello, somebody. Because the reality, let me tell you this, when the day comes that you pass away, they're not going to ask you which church did you belong to. The question is going to be, was Jesus Lord of your life? I'm also amazed at the fact that many times we go throughout and people tell you that they believe in God. Oh, I believe in God. That sounds good to me, but I want to know, which God do you believe in? Why? Because we've been to Egypt, and you know, in Egypt, they got hundreds and hundreds of gods. They got the God of the sun, the God of the moon, the God, you know, they got the God of potties too, I guess. I mean, they got gods for everything, okay? And I remember in one of the journeys that we took that everywhere we went, they said, this is the place of the Most High, okay? And what happened to the last neighborhood that we went in? So I need to know that when you say that you believe in God, like a lot of people, you know, trying to be politically correct says, yeah, I believe in God. Well, which God is it? Is it the God of Jacob? Is it the God of Abraham? It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Because one of the things that we need to recognize, and I was sharing this with a young lady earlier, when we are in a society that is affluent, we become a God. We begin to believe on us, and we begin to believe in our ability, in our capabilities, and we forget about God. And that's one of the reasons why right now the big movement for the body of Christ is happening in places where people are desperate. Amen. Hello, somebody. In the industrialized world, and in Europe, as a matter of fact, churches right now in Europe are being converted into museums or Muslim temples. Hello, somebody. Because they're drawing very lukewarm towards God because they believe in a God, or they believe in their euros, or they believe in their dollars. Folks, we need to understand that only Jehovah is the author of our salvation. Come on. Only Jehovah. Anything else will pass away. Every other Messiah of any religion or leader of any religion, they all die and you can still look at their bones or what is left. But Jesus has never been found. You know why? Because he's not at the tomb. He is alive forevermore. Can we say praise the Lord? Now, what do we must do? We need to praise God. We need to learn to praise Him. How do we praise Him? I'm not talking about songs. There's all kinds of ways to praise God. We praise Him by being obedient to God. Now, I'm going to give you a test that will begin this week.
Do you know how you know when you're obedient? When you love everybody, even those who despise you. Can we say praise the Lord? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you. Come on, look at your neighbor. Now you see, we're in a spot right now because some of you came with somebody that you're not really much in love with them right now. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, it's getting hot in here. Can we say praise the Lord? But you got to love your neighbors. And your neighbor is not the one next door. It's the one right next to you. Honey, I love you. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. How do we know that we are in the path and that we are in the direction that God wants us? How honest are we with ourselves? Oh, boy. That one gets difficult. Because I have found that we are the biggest liars to ourselves. You know, the worst, the epitome of a lie is when you believe something that you know it ain't true. When you look yourself in the mirror and forget what you see. Ooh, hallelujah. But guess what? Our God is merciful. And if we turn around right now and we do a 180-degree change, not 360, just 180. Amen? We can go in a total different path. And I believe right now for us here, it's a new season. I believe right now for us, it's a new beginning. Because many of us have been saved for a long time, but the reality is we lost our seal, or we don't have the true direction, or we got off course. Because there is a theology out there that believe that once saved, we're always saved. And I'm going to tell you this, that's a fallacy. And I'm not mean to step in no one's theology, but the fact it is that if you have a relationship with God and you're no longer walking with God, He doesn't owe you anything. Can we say praise the Lord? He's only committed to those who are His and those who are faithful. Can we say praise the Lord? The Bible says if we are faithful and obedient, He will give us the best of the land. The Bible says that those who are His can have eternal life. And that is the assurance that we have once we go in the path of salvation. So I want to encourage you. And as we close today, and as we give the benediction, I want to give thanks to God for His favor. I want to give thanks to God, and I want to give praise to God for taking us this far. Because if you have died and did not make the appropriate corrections, you could miss heaven. But the fact that you're here today and the fact that you're listening to us through radio, you still have a chance. It's not over until it's over. And guess what? For us right now, it's not over yet. And it's not about what you did. Guess what? All of us, again, we have sinned. All of us have fallen short of His glory. But because of God, we can make a turnaround. We can make a complete change, and it can start today. What you did yesterday is irrelevant. Guess what? Today is the day of salvation. Can we give the Lord a praise? That you missed it? Guess what? All of us have missed it. I don't really, you know, yesterday we had a workshop, and it was talking about the Pharisees and the teachers of the Bible and what have you, and what God was saying about those who think that just because they're teachers or they're pastors or they're, you know, pious, that they have a closer relationship with God or that they're infallible. I'm here to tell you, from the top to the bottom, all of us need God's grace. So don't feel bad because of what had happened to you in the past. Today you have an opportunity for a new beginning. God is the God of redemption. God is the God of redemption. God is a God of opportunities. But I just don't want to lead you into a false sense of security that you can take forever. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And today is the day that we need to reckon and make sure that our path is right. I'll close with this. Maybe you gave your heart to the Lord years ago, but something happened that you got lukewarm. Maybe you thought that you could just do it one time and don't have to worry about it since. The reality is that we need to ensure that we check our position with God every day. Lord, where I am with you today. I need to check on my relationship with him daily. You know why the Bible says his grace is new every morning? Because many of us missed everything yesterday. Hallelujah, somebody. But today, we have an opportunity to renew our minds, to strengthen our faith, and to start afresh. Can we say praise the Lord? I want us to be in a position where we are faithful to him, but we have a zeal for him. Not just a lukewarmness. Not just because we have to come to church because that's what my mama wants me to do. Your mama's salvation is not going to get you to heaven. It has to be a one-to-one relationship. Can we say praise the Lord? As we celebrate today our path with Christ, I want everyone please to bow their heads right now. And I'm going to ask the question, where are you with God right now? Is he your friend? Is he your father? Is he your Lord? And if God is not your Lord right now, that you have never accepted Jesus as Lord, would you let me know by the showing of hands if you would like to accept him today? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may say, but Pastor, I used to have a good relationship with him, but lately I've been lukewarm, and I want to return to my first love. I want to have the relationship that I used to have. And as a matter of fact, Pastor, I want to grow from strength to strength. If it's not you, and you would like to have that renewing of your mind and that strengthening of your walk with God, would you let me know by the showing of hands? Thank you. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks, Father God, for this opportunity that we have to ensure our relationship with you. And Father God, as we read in your scripture, that Father God, that you will see us through, that you will make a way, that you will make our path straight. And Father God, that our salvation will be real for our lives. Father God, we pray and I intercede for everyone who has renewed their minds and renewed their vows with God and renewed their relationship with God. And Father, I come in agreement with them, Father God, for strength for today. For strength for today and guidance for their future. Not only the future here on this earth, but their future in the heavens. And Father, I thank you for your blessing, each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like for those who raise their hands, so please come and let us pray with you as we're being led by a song. And we're going to intercede with each and every one of you because we want to make sure that we come in agreement with you, that we pray for you, and that we do that only a brother can do for another brother. Let us stand, praise God. Those who raise their hands, please join us. Let us pray with you. Let us intercede with you. Who are in Radio Land, we also would like to pray with you. We'd like to intercede for you. Father, I pray for each and every person that is listening to this radio program right now. I pray for your blessings upon them. I pray that you will cover them with your blood. I pray for those who have made it a commitment. Matter of fact, for those in Radio Land who have made a commitment, why don't you say this prayer with me right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you, Father God, to renew my mind and to receive. I submit all my all to you, God. And I thank you for making me new. I promise you, Lord, that I will serve you all the rest of my life. And I promise you, Lord, that I will be with you. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for renewing my mind. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name. If you have accepted Christ, please make sure that you go to a Bible believing church and let your friends and loved ones know the decision that you have made today. Thank you. invited to come and partake. We have the spiritual food. I pray that that was a blessing to you. But now we also would like to extend to you some physical food in a time of fellowship with the saints. Would you bow your heads? Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your journey, mercies, and blessings. Father, we pray for our relationship with you. Father God, that our journey with you be one of faith, one of service, one of total surrender. Father, I pray blessings upon each and every one at the sound of my voice. And I pray, Father God, that we learn to serve you in spirit and in truth. Now may the Lord bless you. May he shine upon you. May he give you rest.